Yo, it is 12:45 a.m. and I was kind of just randomly going through like old podcast episodes that are no longer published just to kind of track my train of thought and just like journey, you know, in the last like year to 2 years. And on that note, I want to share this old podcast episode that I had posted and then unpublished. And I'm basically just talking about sticking to your guns when it comes to what you believe in and what, you know, matters to you. But really, the reason why I'm sharing it is because I have not had a chance to play piano and listen to my own just like, you know, musical compositions for several months as my keyboard is back at home in Vegas. And this piano music that's playing in the background, it's one of the very first solo repertoires that your girl composed. It came to me. And I'm sure like once I start practicing again when I get back, I'll like remember everything I've written, but it really makes me feel some type of way to like hear my own music, you know? And yeah, this is my music. Yo, so post smoke sesh thoughts real quick. You know, oftentimes in our lives, we end up butting heads with our loved ones, and they're unwilling to change and shift their perspectives, and we are unable to do the same, which creates friction and tension. And if we're lucky, it creates no tension, even if there is friction, you know? And I am happy to say and grateful to say that I definitely am one of the people that are experiencing the latter situation where it creates friction but not tension, you know? And what I'm specifically talking about is like my involvement with cannabis and like passion for the cannabis industry and my folks just more or less being completely against it, you know? They're like hella old school, but like toxic old school in the sense that they don't really like do their research, you know? And so they're not like striving to like become better and like learn more. I feel like they're kind of like stuck in their own little like cycles of stagnancy in their own ways, but then they are also trapped in certain situations that don't let them breathe, you know? And that's another reason why I want to become financially successful, because I just want to like give them a break, you know? But I just feel like it's important to take the opinions and feelings of your loved ones into consideration, but at the end of the day, you should be living only for yourself. Like, how your mom feels, or how your dad feels, or how anyone feels should not dictate how you feel, you know? I'm not saying it shouldn't be taken into consideration, but you need to, like, learn how to create healthy boundaries with people that you love and care about and not let them, like, bully you simply because you, like, love and respect them. You know what I mean? You don't have to agree on everything to love somebody and care about them and even respect them, you know? So, yeah, I guess I just wanted to say that there's nothing that is going to change how I feel and fuck with cannabis. Feel about and fuck with cannabis. Period. Point blank. Ciao.